Section 8 new update. So, if you've been on Section 8 for over 2 years, you should be getting a letter around October. Because the head of HUD...
I am at the register. Did this happen to anybody else? I just looked at the transactions. It says that some...
Woman records herself a caption that she is missing getting EBT benefits. Says, when you can't sleep at night because you're thinking about how much you miss getting $500 in EBT benefits every month on 3rd. I mean, it's wild. And right now, the current administration understands that there's a lot of people who are able-bodied and on food stamps, and now they're basically canceling a lot of these food stamp benefits for people because they know that everyone is gaming the system. And they also have seen people literally committing like EBT fraud. You know, Section 8 is also out of control as people are basically on free rent and free food for years and refuses to work. And the Trump administration is already considering kicking people out after 2 years on Section 8 housing subsidies. And I kind of have to agree. You know, all the other countries outside the U.S. are really, really serious when it comes to Section 8 and food stamps. Like, they don't play around. Like, they're going to make sure that you actually need it for you to get it. But in America, you just walk into the office, sign a few documents, and bam, you get some. It's wild. And no wonder we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars on this. And these are your taxpayer dollars.
Did y'all hear about Section 8? I think I finally get a motherfucking chance to have 72 cent motherfucking rent. They said for 2026, you can't have more than 2 years on Section 8. So all you motherfuckers that been holding the motherfucking line up, get ready to pack your shit and get the fuck on. Because when I say I'm running to the motherfucking list, that's about the best thing that they done. That's it. Because I've been waiting on them to open the motherfucking Section 8 list for so motherfucking long, I was hoping they made a Section 9. Like, can I get a piece of the pie? Do you know what I can do if y'all let me have 72 cent rent for fucking 2 years? I don't give a fuck that it's only 2 years. That'll help me out tremendously. Now, I hate that for the people that don't know how to survive outside of the, you know, government assist. But I most definitely want a turn. Like, I feel like it's only fair that we all get a fucking turn of the Section 8 lifestyle. Like, I never had that. I want to see what that be like. Because y'all ain't doing it right. Something about it, y'all ain't doing it right. Like, if you can't afford what the fuck you need to afford by now, you ain't do it right. I'ma do it right. I'ma show you. I'ma show you.
So I'm hearing that they're supposed to be doing away with Section 8. I don't know how true that is, but if it is true, it's about time. We got too many people that's taking advantage of the system. Too many people sitting around doing absolutely nothing. And guess what? We tired of it. Us working people are paying for you to sit around and do nothing. So while we out working 2 and 3 jobs, busting our chops and missing time away from our family, y'all at home chilling. Y'all up on the new Jordans, all the new clothes, all the new gadgets and gadgets, all the jewelry, all the bling, and all our hard work and money is going to food in the house and bills. We can't even spend that money on ourselves. More time at work than it is at home. It's not fair. It's time to get up, y'all. If you ain't disabled, if you have 2 working hands and 2 working feet, you gonna get up and you gonna get to work. It's the harsh reality.
Y'all, I'm low-key kind of convinced that Job and Family Services just don't want to give me no food stamps because I applied the other day. Everything else is pending. The SNAP benefits is the only thing that says denied. Like, goddamn, y'all didn't even give me a chance. Y'all didn't tell me what I needed to submit it. Y'all didn't ask me any motherfucking thing. You just straight denied my shit. Like, did you even review it? Like, that shit is so fucking annoying. I'm so irritated about it, but I mean, it's okay because by the grace of God, we've been making it between both of our incomes to be able to stock the house up fully. But still, I missed that $700 in food stamps, like, so bad. I need that. I gotta have that. I want that, like, real bad.
So the state of Texas is banning the purchase of chips, soda, junk food, basically, with EBT. Mind you, the price for single ingredients for one meal will run you anywhere from $60 to $80. $60 is being generous. So I don't see, one, why that was any of their business. And two, why would they do such a thing when inflation is at an all-time high right now? And what about those people who don't have access to a home that can, you know, cook and stuff like that? Like, it just don't make sense to me, but okay, I guess we just gotta let them do what they do.
Don't be shocked.
I thought the rent was $1,100, bro. I just opened the paper, this shit say you've been paying $100, bro.
You on Section 8, gang?
Why does it matter?
So you got me in here. What the fuck is you doing with $1,100 every month?
I don't matter. I have other bills to pay.
You ain't never just get down on me. No, I ain't got shit for myself. That's selfish as fuck.
How is that selfish? The rent
I can't believe this shit right now.
It
you,
was $1,100.
You literally paying $100 a month. For I rent, gang. I've been giving you $1,100. You don't understand what the fuck going on right now?
I just got accepted for Section 8. I was going to tell you. You ain't give me no time to
tell you. Is you for real? You dead ass serious right now?
So you mad?
So where the fuck the money at? What you spending the money on?
We got other bills here.
What is you spending the money on?
Damn, you sitting here mad about $1,100.
I need my shit back.
What you need back?
Because you got me out here working hard as hell to get $1,100, gang.
I don't have no money.
And that shit not even going to no bills. Where the fuck is my money at? What? Where the fuck is my bread?
Oh my God.
Go get my shit.
Look at my hair, girl.
No, the fuck you not. No. Ain't nobody getting shit done around this bitch.
Watch out.
No, go get my shit, man.
Breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. If you have been on Section 8 for more than 10 years, the government is now requiring that you all pay that money back. If you don't pay it back, you have to go to jail. Section 8 recipients. Cameras will be installed indoors and outdoors to monitor the activity that is going on in your home. It has been reported that some of you are being paid cash money and not reporting it, hiding your boyfriend, having sleepovers and parties. So just be careful what you do.
Okay, ma'am, your call declined.
It's declined?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me that card, ma'am. Tip, give me that money you got.
Mommy, we don't have no money.
Yes, the money I told you to get off the dresser, Tiffany.
Mommy, you said we ain't got no money. We're going to get it for free.
We can't get this for free, Till.
No, ma'am, you still think you're going to have to give me the food back.
I'm going to have to turn it back in. We just start eating it.
That's okay, but you can, without the money, I can't let you have the food.
Ma'am, let me get one more bite.
Hey, it's Miss. What's wrong? Are you all right?
I'm okay.
What? Why are you throwing a tantrum here?
Because
what?
Because no ABT.
Because what?
No ABT.
No ABT?
No ABT.
Look, girl, look, listen. Your boy Greatness is here blessing people that are having EBT issues, so this is for you, all right?
Thank you.
God bless you. And clean up on aisle six. Anyone?
Clean up on aisle six. So here's an update of me having to pay back $27,000 to EBT. So I called them to set up a payment plan. I explained to them that I'm not working, that I don't plan on ever getting a job. They asked if I received income from any other source, and I told them, yes, I receive child support for 7 of my grandchildren. And you wanna know what they said? Well, we're gonna garnish the child support so the $27,000 are paid off. So you know how my sister wanted custody of my grandkids? I called her and I go, yo, I don't have no use for them anymore. Come pick them up. I do not want them here. I don't need them because now they took away my EBT and my child support. I told her straight up, once the $27,000 are paid off, you could bring them back to me so I could go ahead and continue receiving child support for them. So now I'm not even going to be able to pay my rent. So I have to, I'm like packing up, like I'm taking everything out. So by them taking all my child support, I'll have it roughly paid off in like 6 to 7 months. So yeah, I'm going to be down and out for 6 to 7 months. This is unbelievable. Unfucking believable. Where am I going? Where am I going to go?
Now y'all, this is fresh hot off the press. But y'all,
you know who Trump is screwing over more with the Section 8 than the actual people that are in Section 8? The real estate investors who have Section 8 people who are basically guaranteed a check every month because of the tenants that are on Section 8. And Section 8 is really a way for people to get guaranteed rent and to build wealth, especially if they have like multiple properties and stuff like that. So you digging it to, like, you think you're sticking it to, you know, the people on it, but you're also sticking it to the business owners and the real estate people, investors, that basically use this government program to gain income.
So I hear they're finally getting rid of Section 8 for a lot of people who don't need it. And I think that's good. I mean, the time of living on the government dole is over. To be honest with you, if you're an able-bodied person who can work, Why not get your ass up and go and get a job? Unless you're elderly, disabled, or sick, come on. We got some of us out here, we working 2-3 jobs, and you can't even take one. So let this be a lesson to y'all. All y'all do lay around and wait for the government to pay y'all bills, it's coming to an end. And I hope you were preparing, which a lot of you wasn't. Because instead of standing on those sneaker lines, trying to get the newest pair of Jordans, you should have been standing in line for a job. The only people I really feel sorry for is the landlords, because they were used to getting that check every first of the month. And now, people are gonna have to grind to get that check. But yeah, if it is ending, I'm happy, because I'm tired of paying room and board for people who turn around and turn their back on this country and hate this country. Meanwhile, we're subsidizing you. Bonnet crew, you know who I'm talking about. And others. Yes, we got some Caucasians also in the trailers. We talking about you too. Since black folk don't like to be talked about alone, they gotta, you know, you gotta point out everybody. But yeah, it's time for you to put something in the pot if you want something out of it. I mean, we should not see generations, I mean generations, of men and women on Section 8 and getting public assistance. Enough is enough, and something's gotta give.
Why are y'all so heartless? Why are y'all so heartless? I don't get it. Like, from one video, y'all really want to get me kicked out my apartment for what? For what? Now I'm most hated. Ain't I just a mother? Ain't I just a human trying to live? Y'all hate me for being a human trying to live? Y'all hate me that much? Are you serious right now? Like, seriously, I'm just trying to make it, in a world I ain't never had no guidance in. Like, they say what you laugh at will make you cry later, right? I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry I made the video. Now y'all call my management and tell them y'all was lying.
And boom, just like that, Trump then cut y'all Section 8. Then cut your cake and ice cream for you. I always knew that Section 8 was not for the strong. And I'm going to say it just like that. Section 8 is not for the strong, okay? It's not. So those that are educated and capable of getting up, working, get up and do it. I knew a long time ago when I tried it. It wasn't for me, because they tell you how comfortable you can be. I'm not with the program. You're going to tell me how comfortable I can be. Okay? It's only to get up the ladder. So when I dropped down the ladder, I used it to pick myself back up the ladder. And baby, I'll tell you one thing. I won't be blinking back at the government. They won't tell me what to do and how to do it and how to determine how comfortable I'm going to be. That's bullshooting, dude. I'm very blessed. I got a job, work from home. I thank God for it. I have a strong Hispanic husband, which I had to beg up on working, because brother man was not going. If he had his way, I would not be working, because what he wanted was, you going to stay at home, take care of them kids. I'm doing all of this and that. You not. I'm like, but baby, please let me take care of our future. Long story short, I'm blessed. All that to say that y'all just need to get up. Don't let this man determine y'all's future. Because he can't. He can't. Work. I really just feel bad for those that's incapable of working. I'm going to be praying for y'all, okay? This is not a joke. Not a laughing matter. Not something that people should be all blasting around here. Oh, he took your Section 8. That is not funny, y'all. It's not.
I was about to say, I don't need to know who need to hear this, but I actually do know who need to hear this. Section 8 recipients, please come to the front. Stop calling these complexes, asking them if they accept Section 8. Okay? A lot of people is not accepting Section 8 because of, you know, of various different reasons. We're not even going to dwell on that part, because that's not what this video is about. Why is no one accept Section 8? Why are you still on Section 8? I personally think that Section 8 has done such a disservice for people nowadays that nobody can't even live in today's regular world. I mean, once I became an adult, Section 8 was so saturated with everybody. The waiting list was so out of this world. I wasn't about to sit at home trying to live with my mother waiting for Section 8 to put me on the list. Imagine if I would have still been waiting today. I have had my own apartment since the age of like 24 years old. I got about 12 years in the game, and I've had a few help from a few programs here and there throughout the years. I have accepted help from social services too. But the difference between accepting help and being depending on the help is two different things. Y'all have become so dependent on Section 8 that a lot of y'all will just sit there and just either let it run out or be put off of Section 8 instead of finding a job and obtaining an apartment that you can afford. Rent is no longer going to be $300-$400 anymore. You need to get out there and get in the paint. I feel like if Donald Trump is only going to allow older and people to be on Section 8, it should be that way. If you are at least like 55, 60 years and older, you should be on Section 8. If you have a disability, you should be on Section 8. But unfortunately, the people that are on Section 8 are able-bodied people that can work, get a job, and get that out there, make their own money, and pay rent. There are affordable apartments out there. Some are in, you know, more impoverished ghetto neighborhoods, but if that's what you can afford, keep your head down until you can get something better. People are out here getting whole evictions on their record when they haven't paid rent in 20 years. You can imagine being on Section 8 for 20 years and you ain't saved a dime. You didn't understand the assignment. It was to cop and hold, not cop and blow. You were supposed to save your money up to buy a house so that you could get out of the game. Section 8 wasn't designed to take care of y'all for the rest of y'all lives. For really? At one point in my life, I used to be upset. Like, why can't I get food stamps? Why can't I get this? Why can't I get that? I had to understand that I didn't want to be sitting in a box where I'm barely making it so that I could get governmental assistance. I'd rather have an uncapped earning than be capped at a certain amount, or I'll lose my food stamps, or I'll lose my Section 8, or I'll lose... No. Y'all have sat back and let the government, like, literally bend you over and do the bending. Now there's a vast majority of you guys that are going to be homeless, that are being put off of Section 8, that can't find a place that even it takes Section 8. Wake up and smell the coffee beans. Trump is getting rid of a lot of things, and if you don't get with the program, you're going to be outside, homeless, broke, naked, and cold. There's no way in the world that you had all this time to either save some money or get your life together, and now you homeless and you ain't paid rent in 20 years. Make it make sense. The program was just designed to help. Help. It was a stepping stool. But y'all sat there and used that program as a crutch. And now the crutch has been removed. Y'all act like y'all legs don't work. What you doing? At home. Watching Maury, Jerry Springer, Dylan, watching Judge Judy. What was you doing with your time when you was on Section 8 for all them years? You ain't got no money saved up? Oh, no. So don't sit here and be like, oh, it's Trump's fault. He got rid of Section 8. Oh, it's this person's fault that I'm holding. No, it's your fault. Because you wasn't standing on your own 2 feet, and everybody grown should be holding their own. Now that the tough is getting, your ass better get going. Go find you a job in a place you can afford because you got this. Don't play the blame game. It's already done. Okay? The deeds is already done. How are you going to maneuver and handle? Only thing on your mind is should be getting your shit together. Y'all wasting entirely too much time seeing, oh, who said accept Section 8 and sitting on people waiting lists while y'all sitting here homeless or in shelters and shit. Get a job and pay regular rent. That's it. That's literally the answers to your problem.
I got into it with my aunt last week on Facebook about SNAP benefits. She posted, if you have $120 for nails, $180 for extensions, and $320 for lashes, you likely shouldn't be on SNAP benefits. Up here it cut off, but she said exactly. And I read this and I thought, girl, if you don't have the money for glam yourself, just say that. Like, If you're jealous that other girls look better than you, there's easier ways, my love. But I commented, I'm like, listen, because let's not get it twisted. This is obviously racially coded, but I was like, white people make up the most amount of SNAP recipients. It's this many people in America. Also, it makes up less than 2% of the federal budget. 16% goes to military contractors and corporations. Pause to read, but basically I just said like, SNAP fraud is extremely low, such a minuscule amount. Is it really worth negating the experience of the majority of people that are living in poverty and struggling and need food to survive? Also, it essentially acts as a subsidy for corporations to pay their employees nothing. And I provided sources for everything just in case. I don't know why I was silly enough to think that she would utilize them, but hey, I tried. She responded and said, I'd say more like 50% actually need it. That's the town that she lives in. Two of my farm helpers are actually on disability and SNAP, and they can work circles around this younger generation. I'm like, okay, well, you need to make less than $15,650 a month to even qualify in Missouri. So think about how much that is a month and what you can get with that much money. So however you determine it is based on your feelings. It's not on facts. And I've actually provided like a bunch of information for you to figure that out. By the way, food is exchanged for money, not work ethic. So it doesn't matter how hard you work. I can say for certain, the jobs that I had that paid the lowest required the highest work ethic of me. I made the least amount of money when I was working 2 physical labor jobs and going to school and taking public transportation everywhere. But I'm like, you just gave me valuable information. If 2 of your farmhands are disabled and have amazing work ethics and you SNAP, you should be calling your representatives to make sure that they have their benefits because they're going to need to find jobs that they can buy food with. That's why people have jobs, so they can afford to eat, right? This so-and-so that I don't know hopped on and said, people work on farms under the table so that their taxable income doesn't exceed the cutoff for benefits. What my aunt was trying to say is that their working ability isn't compromised despite the fact that they're receiving disability. I'm like, you guys just keep feeding me more and more. Well, A, first of all, you don't know what a benefits cliff is, which is essentially where the second you make a dollar over, it doesn't make up for how much money you're losing in benefits, which is why they should make it like a tiered thing. Like as you make more money, you like lose some benefits, but not all of them, et cetera, et cetera. Honestly, put me in office. Like I would fix all this shit so fast. Like you guys would wake up tomorrow and it would be a different place. So now you guys are, cause I didn't even clock it before, but I'm like, now you're telling me that you are openly participating in fraud. If someone's concerned, maybe they shouldn't participate. Rules for thee, not for me type vibes. But guess what? I couldn't see anymore because she blocked me. She responded once, then I responded, then I was blocked, and then she responded again. So I had to text my mom and say, Mom, hit me with the screenshots. So she said, I help family out no matter what, to each his own, it is what it is. Us homesteaders know how to live within our means and have a garden to help with our food. I responded, obviously I don't have a screenshot, but I responded and was like, I don't really know what helping family out has to do with this. Sort of the principle of being in poverty is that you likely don't have land to live off of or like enough time to yield enough food to completely live off of and not need money for it. Like, it's not clocking. But I'm like, also, what would Jesus think about what you're saying? And then I hit her with a classic. Matthew 25:40, and the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did to the least of these my brothers, these brothers of mine, you did for me. And she responded, I'm not going to argue with you, Zoe. I'm so glad you go to church and live a perfect life. Thank you. I love my perfect life. Bible verse is impressive. Grandma Bobby will be so proud of you today. Have a great day. Honestly, my grandma would be fucking like, she would be so proud of me. Everybody in my family at some point or another has benefited from these benefits. Like, it's actually insane to me. But what the real gag is here, I found out after the fact, I help family out is because one of her disabled farmhands on SNAP is her brother. These are my mom's step-siblings, and her own blood brother is disabled on SNAPs. He walks with a cane. I don't even fucking like the guy, but I think he should eat more than his own sister. His own sister is airing out on the internet, like, There's nowhere safe. Not even in your own family. It's fucking crazy. So don't take your foot off of your step aunt's neck is the moral of the story.
George W. Bush failed Americans with that No Child Left Behind because some of y'all should have been left behind. You're illiterate. You can't read. Can't comprehend. Have no critical thinking skills whatsoever. No discernment in adulthood. Your prefrontal cortex is developed, but ain't nothing going on in there. Why are you talking about Donald Trump took away some food stamps when Donald Trump didn't take away the food stamps? Get it through your medulla. Your food stamps are on pause because of the government shutdown. So stop blaming everything on damn Donald Trump.
You thought TikTok changed the game with TikTok Shop? The game is over. Because they take EBT now. Yes. They finna get all my stamps. TikTok take EBT. I'm finna buy everything. I'm finna buy them milk, wafer things, rice things that everybody eating. I'm finna get me some of them crunchy beef jerky things, the blue and the red, you know, the... I'm finna get some of them. I'm finna order me like $300 worth of stuff. My mouth watering. Y'all seen that spit just fall out? I'm finna order me so much stuff. Ooh wee! I'm just thinking about it right now. I wish I could get some of them ice creams. You know, the fruit shaped ice creams with the chocolate shell with the nice inside. I wish I could get some of that. Y'all, they ain't taking EBT. I wish they was taking EBT, cause that would I would buy me a whole bunch of stuff. But I'ma just be waiting. I was manifesting that they take it. They should. Don't y'all think? Don't they? Shouldn't they? They should take EBT. Okay. All right. Bye.
Leave with housing authority. Hey, how you? How you doing, sir? Is Jasmine Thornton there?
Yeah. What the fuck are you with me for?
Hey, how you doing? Lee, with housing authority. We're here to serve an eviction.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. They said that you people, that you had, you know, 30-day notice, everything.
Hold on,
sir. Please, sir. Don't touch him. No, sir. Listen. Everybody, calm down. Are you?
Who
is this, man?
That's my boyfriend.
Oh, it's okay. How you doing? I'm Lee with Housing Authority.
I'm good. What's going on?
She is currently late on her rent, 3 months behind.
Late on my rent?
Three months behind. Yeah, and this is my mover. He's moving things. He's the, you know, the one that's, you know, my, part of my team.
Hold on.
Listen, bro. Can you tell him?
What
are
you doing?
Listen, y'all, everybody calm down. Everybody just relax.
Well, we calm.
He is supposed to be moving things.
Listen, bro.
He is doing his job.
Listen.
I got the letter right here. Listen. Here's the letter. Here you go.
I ain't never get none of this.
So they said they've been giving you notices for like the past 3 months. You haven't been, you're late. They gave you 30 days.
I'm paying my rent. What the f*** are you talking about?
You should have paid this earlier.
I did it.
Listen, it's three. Listen. Listen.
Watch out.
Listen, but hey, sir, we got. Hold on. We got to call authorities.
Take that, boy.
Relax. We got to call authorities. This stuff has to go. She has a 30-day notice. This is the day. This is the serving eviction. She didn't go to court. She didn't even show up. Sir,
I didn't know nothing about this. That's going on right now. No.
And y'all ain't giving me no letter, bro. Y'all just now showing this.
Bro, we sent it to him. Sir, can you please?
What's going on?
Sir, can you calm down?
Tell me what's going on, bro.
Sir, can you calm down?
Bro. You ain't telling me enough information.
Hey, listen.
This ain't that, boss.
Tell me, relax, bro. Do your job.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Move all this stuff up.
Watch out, bro. You need to get out. Whatever you got to do. Get it.
He needs to go out this house.
Everything. So grab. We'll give y'all a couple minutes to grab whatever you're going to get.
What's going on?
You got any hip
babies? We got the babies. Don't worry about all that.
Like I said, man, they said you missed court. They said you didn't come all up, so.
Y'all left a baby right here. It's a baby right here, y'all left.
Nah, that's my son, I know. He good.
So, hey, so you can start with that court. You can start by with that court. They're not taking that, you can take that. Just start moving someone. Sir, do we have to call the authorities? We have to get this stuff out, because we gotta get all this stuff out. Okay, I conducted my investigation. Jasmine Thornton, everything is good. Get y'all, get what y'all gotta get. We can move the stuff. I'm gonna give y'all an hour.